All right, everyone, let's hurry up through this. This is a matter of life and death.
Yeah, man. My apartment will hit 80 degrees if we don't. If we keep this, or can't keep this apartment below 80 degrees. It's like reverse speed, but with temperature.
Got what?
Ooh, reverse speed sounds kind of awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't go faster than a certain speed.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought.
We got to keep this bus under 25 miles per hour.
Oh, fuck. The only option is through the highway. And if I don't go at least 70 miles an hour, they're going to honk at me and the peer pressure will force my foot down.
Force me to kill myself.
I will kill everyone on this bus rather than Jerry from Newark, New Jersey. Yell at me.
That is the important part.
That is better than where my brain went, which is just the movie Speed, but you have to go 60 miles an hour backwards.
Oh, Jesus. Fuck.
What is the max speed for a normal car in reverse?
Huh.
Let's find out. Let's take this podcast on the road.
Max
speed. And while Lucas looks that up, I'm coming at you in glorious 1080p with my new webcam.
Ooh.
It was a birthday gift from my girlfriend. Shout out Angel. Apparently had a bit of an assist from a certain podcast co-host who spoke highly of the Logitech webcam. But yeah, it's nice. I don't know. Look at me. I'm on my phone.
Ooh.
During the podcast. That's not usually possible. And if it is, you guys just get an up-close shot of my nostrils.
I was going to say, yeah, now you can go on your phone without us getting just an upskirt of your nose hairs.
Aww.
Yeah. That's what it's all about, baby.
I don't know much about webcams. I just use the one built into my laptop, which is why I'm so dark now. But then, yeah, Logitech, good brand. It's never let me down in the handful of products, computer accessories I've bought from them. This is disappointing. This is greatly disappointing. Most gas-powered cars, reverse gear tends to cap off at about 30 miles per hour.
Which makes sense.
Right.
I bet you it's probably one of those things, like what in first gear is that probably about max speed? Like your car is going to start redlining if you go above 30.
Mm-hmm.
So that's probably it, right? They just have one reverse gear.
Yep.
So you would just have to have an engineer build a transmission
gear
in reverse. Yeah, so that you can downshift or upshift, downshift, right? I don't know.
Well,
you can shift into another gear and
it would be negative two. If reverse gear is negative one.
Oh, there you go.
Second gear in reverse would be negative two.
So is it upshifting then if it's in reverse?
No. I'm saying it's downshifting. You're going faster, but it's downshifting.
We need to convince the Wachowski sisters to make another Speed Racer movie just so that this can be a bit in that movie.
Yeah.
Are you telling me that scene in Drive where Ryan Gosling hits the e-brake, goes in reverse, and then outpaces the car that's chasing him isn't accurate? Are you telling me my whole life is a lie?
Ironically, I wonder if an electric car
doesn't
have a top speed, because electric cars don't have gears.
Right.
Like it's just go and don't go. Like you just accelerate like in a linear fashion. So maybe they put like a governor on it, because it's very stupid for you to drive in reverse that fast.
And they might just keep people from doing it. Yeah.
But
so according to this Driving Line article from, let me get a date on that. No, I don't care about cookie. Okay, 2017, probably a little dated. Theoretically, the Nissan Leaf, an electric car, can travel at a top speed of 92 miles per hour.
Yeah.
In reverse.
they would have to artificially limit it, like, because it's all one solid solid motor. That's fucking wild.
Those bastards actually did it.
Yeah, the Nissan Leaf could outpace a Ferrari in reverse. Like,
I really want to get to the point where, you know, self-driving cars are just going to be the future, and they're going to limit human input, and then as part of that, they're just going to have the seats facing backwards. Ooh. To keep humans from freaking out about the things that are happening when the car is moving forward, and then also keep them from fucking around with the controls. Yeah. And then, so you're always going in reverse.
Truly self-driving cars are going to rapidly shift away from what we think of as cars. Like, mm-hmm. the movie iRobot was stupid in that they were still just cars that drove themselves, even though the self-driving technology had been around for how long and no one ever drove them manually anymore, except for Will Smith and the robots. Like, don't do that, that's dangerous. So, like, yeah, there's no point. But, like, in the same way that, like, the first cars were just horse-drawn buggies with engines strapped to them, and then now they're what we know today, like, they're going to... There's no reason to have, yeah, like a forward-facing seat up, like, towards the front of the car. In theory, you're going to want something directly in the middle of the car so that no one gets struck by massive impacts.
It's just going to be the bang bus. We need to come to terms with this. It's going to be a flat platform with a mattress and pillows. Just, we're getting to the point where you might be legally required to fuck while in the car to keep you keep you from driving.
Right.
An alternative source of energy that is powering the vehicle.
Yeah. I do love that, like, there is the self-driving pizza delivery things that are getting onto the road, and the like food delivery things on college campuses that are also... That shit's always just boxes on wheels. I love how that's, like, one split off of the self-driving phenomenon, and the other one is, like, Tesla, who's like, this shit needs to be as sleek as physically possible. We are literally going to chisel away any aerodynamic imperfection. And then, yeah, Domino's is just like, lol, box go, like, just fucking literally a box. And then they strapped wheels on it and said, go! Like,
well, and then Tesla
understand.
And then Tesla was like, "Shit, you guys want clunky stuff?
Cybertruck,
Cybertruck." No.
But even that's still super aerodynamic. Like, it looks blocky.
We have added intentional aerodynamic imperfections.
Just so it looks cool. We're shaving off dozens of miles from our range just so that it can look even more fucked up.
We have removed every smooth edge from this vehicle.
Yeah, that hood scoop isn't functional, but it's still a hood scoop.
Yeah. I'm a weirdo. I don't fit in. I don't get good range. People have to recharge me more often.
Ooh, charge me, daddy.
This is episode 298 of the Quarantine Cast, recorded on June 15th, 2021, by the way.
Charge me, daddy. Tesla does have the snake charging port thingy that can, like, find its way to the charging port.
Oh, yeah. No.
Yeah, so it's like it looks almost like a gas pump. You install it in your garage. I don't know if they even do this anymore, by the way. This might have just been like 2016 Tesla. You install it in your garage, and it kind of looks like a gas pump. And then it's got a big hose with a nozzle that, you know, hooks into the charger port. And it was like a physical, what do they call that? Articulating, like, arm thing. Yeah. That would just, like, you would pull in your car, park it, and then, like, it would sense that there's a charger port nearby, and this arm creepy thing would slowly, like, work its way over to the port and, like,
fucking
plug in itself.
Fucking prehensile charging cable. Yep. Oh. No.
It's very creepy and very sensual for a charging port, but it's kind of fucking amazing.
There's definitely a rule 34 of this.
Yeah,
like,
some
absolutely.
Evil, some Evil Dead shit. Just terrifying.
Yeah. What can you do? What else is going on? Oh, I saw that you guys were talking about Batman.
Yeah.
I read the full quote, though, and it, like, as fun as the, like, jokes are, like, boy, did they really, like, squeeze that one for a headline. Like, they were just like, Oh, I think the original question was like, oh, you enjoyed working with like Harley Quinn and like some of these other characters. And they're like, yeah, like it allowed us a lot more creative freedom because we're working with the villains. So they don't have to be marketable and everything. Like, for example, in the early years, we had this plot line where Batman is performing oral sex and they said no. And then we were like, why not? And they were like, because heroes don't do that. And they were like, wait, be... Like, heroes are selfish lovers, and they're like, no, heroes don't fuck. Like, we gotta sell Batman lunchboxes. The heroes don't fuck. The villains can fuck all they want. Like, no, I get it. Of course, there's other implications there, but the whole point of the story was literally the exact opposite of just, like, no, heroes have to be kind of...
Chased.
Like, pretty, yeah, asexual. Like, they just... The Boy Scouts, and they make fun of that all the time. Like... You're a fucking Boy Scout.
I'm sorry, I don't care how factual that statement may be. The thought of Batman just Ben Shapiroing his way through life. Like, well, actually, it would be bad if that happened because it would be a medical condition. You're not supposed to enjoy it. Just...
Look, the only biological purpose for procreative sex is, of course, missionary, solely for the purpose of procreation. So I don't understand what all this focus on pleasure really is. That doesn't make any biological sense. I mean, are we some sort of cretins? Do we just do things for the pleasure of it, or does everything have purpose in life? Is that what I thought that's kind of more what we were striving for? You would think that the intellectual left would be more in favor of logical purposes of sexual procreation, but, you know, that's just another example of how they are inferior to us in every way. So
it's absolutely,
it's so easy. You just talk fast. It's such bullshit. That
just
whole
talk
style.
Fast and say nothing.
Imagine a voice that you want to punch. Now. Speed it up.
Yeah.
Add more punchability per second of words spoken.
Yeah. A normal person's voice that you want to punch comes in at around 2.6 punches per second. And now, because Ben Shapiro's voice is higher pitched than that...
Here at Apple, we've developed a new voice that you can punch... 5 times a second. Introducing the Shapiro.
Yeah. The standard. Yeah, that just becomes a unit of measurement. One Shapiro is wanting to punch something 5 times per second.
Oh god, do you think anybody's modded that yet? Modded Ben Shapiro's voice over Siri?
I don't know. Maybe. Waze does that thing all the time where they have like celebrity voices for limited times. I had Liam Neeson for a long time as my my driving instructor.
Was that before or after they just kept telling you everywhere you went to get to the nearest Starbucks?
Oh yeah, they do that all the time.
Yeah.
There's ads, baby.
I know. It's fucking annoying. And on your left, you'll see a Starbucks. Don't turn there unless you want to get Starbucks.
Yeah.
Which you
Anytime
should.
You pull up to a red light, they're just like, oh, look, there's a furniture store 2 blocks away.
Jade said when she was driving with her family to Georgia, at one point, they were driving along the highway and it just said, up ahead, exit 39, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Like, no, like, stop at the gas station and get Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. It just said up ahead the exit number and then Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. And guess what, guys? They stopped at that exit and got fucking Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
See?
They're validating.
They're the problem.
Yeah.
Waze absolutely measured the fact that they got off at exit 39 and stopped at a gas station and were like, I bet you that just worked. Like,
I bet you they just got a fucking Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
Yeah. I picture it that they pull off on exit 39 and then like right where the off-ramp meets, you know, the intersecting road, there's just a roadside vegetable stand, but it's just Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. And it's a farmer wearing overalls and the sign is like,
wow,
has some grammatical
errors.
We don't
get too much traffic around here, not since they put the highway through. And...
exactly.
Oh, just...
My Reese's Peanut Butter Cup
they don't sell like they used to.
Really, yeah.
So the harvest just... was a rough one this year, I tell you what.
So this is just a cart filled with a loose Reese's peanut butter cups outside in the Georgia heat.
Yeah.
Okay.
That were ostensibly farmed from a field. Uh-huh. The farmer dug them up out of the ground.
Make sure you wash these before eating.
Yeah, you gotta rinse them off, just like any fruits and vegetables.
He took some Reese's Pieces, scattered them throughout the field, used plenty of fertilizer, and that grew into a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup crop.
Yeah, still cow shit was the fertilizer. Yeah. Still, absolutely. Mm.
I mean, that's far and away the easiest way, right?
Oh, yeah.
God.
Ew.
39 Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Oh. Could have used a celebrity voice on the trip out to Los Angeles, sternly telling me to, hey, no, stop at this first gas station. You're not gonna make it to the second one.
Did you have that stressful moment, Lucas?
You know, definitely turn the AC off, unplug the phone from the charger, turn the radio off, debated somehow throwing the car into neutral during downhill stretches, but nope, saw zero gas in the tank and then managed to pull into a gas station running on fumes. If that's even a real thing. That's probably
fumes
just
are a real thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, they did that on Mythbusters. Where they would you know, literally drain the tank of any liquid fuel and see how long you could run on fumes. And it's not long, but you can do it. Like, the fumes literally can power the engine.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And then, you know, going into that gas station to pay and pick up snacks, overheard one of the clerks tell the other clerk, yeah, my sister's boyfriend is stealing her pills again. And, yep, okay, good for you, middle of nowhere, Utah. That's what's up. Cool.
Yeah, you know what you're in for.
Yep.
I've often wondered who works at those stores. They must commute.
Right.
Like, they must literally drive like 50 miles to go work at this remote, like, gas station. Because sometimes they're decently well employed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or, like, I think they said the biggest gas station in the world. It was like out near Barstow, California.
Yep.
Middle of nowhere. Huge place. Mm-hmm. Like, must have required dozens of employees, and it's just like, this local area cannot source this many employees. I promise you, they're
unless they pay
somewhere.
Them really well, and it's like, oh, you're it's an establishment
town.
Of
town.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the factory of that remote town.
My father worked at the gas station, and his father before him.
Yeah,
it's an institution.
We got a strong union, and the foreman really cares about us.
Back in '07, during the Cool Ranch Dorito shortage, times were tough.
Jesus Christ.
I remember when they put in that slushy machine. God, it was like the future came to Barstow.
We are a bit of a company town, though. The only place to get your groceries is at the gas station using Texaco dollar bills. Just fucking. And you live, of course, under the gas station overhangs. Just fucking.
There's fold out beds come down
from the top. out of the gas pumps.
Thank you, come and go, for keeping this town alive.
It'd be 20 years before we've ever heard the phrase gas lung.
Oh man. In California, they have like these giant ass covers that are supposed to stop those gas fumes. Y'all remember as a kid how good gas smells?
Yeah.
Is that just me? Like, your parents would be like pumping gas and you'd be like, woo, that shit's good.
No, what the fuck is wrong with you guys? It's gasoline.
Yeah, you can get high on it.
We all smelled it. Yes, I know you can get high on it. You can get high on paint, too. It doesn't mean it smells good.
Get high off markers, and guess what? Kids fucking sniff that shit all the time.
We sniffed markers because they made them scented like cherries.
Yeah, it's really bad at
it. Yeah, no, it was a terrible idea. But then just regular permanent markers don't smell good. Neither does gasoline, guys. I don't know what sort of habit
regular
you developed.
Regular permanent markers do kind of smell...
like when they're fresh?
No!
Like,
yeah. No! No! Guys, come thing. On!
You're the one that's broken, Andrew, because it is, I would say, a similar phenomenon to gasoline. Like, it doesn't smell like lilacs, but there's something in there that mm-hmm. makes your brain go like,
hmm. Yeah. It legitimately smells bad. Like gasoline smells bad. No, what?
Is this tied to the cilantro gene? Is this what's happening here?
If I put out a poll, mm-hmm. and got 100 people to answer, I bet you two and maybe one other sicko would say that gas smells good.
Get on Twitter, man. Make it happen.
Also, I'm not sure. Maybe good isn't the right term. I think it's more like your brain is definitely telling you, like, yeah, I mean, keep smelling.
Hey,
that.
Dude, like, you could get high.
I liked whatever just happened. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm down to keep that going. I don't. Yeah, it doesn't smell like the bread aisle at the grocery store. Right. Where like, like it's more just like, ooh.
No,
what was
it
that?
Smells like, oh, yeah. Fuck.
Yeah, you are straight up Jim Carrey, just put on the mask.
In the same
definitely.
Way that cocaine doesn't smell good, I'm pretty sure. It does.
Yeah,
fuck
but
you
don't
up.
Get high off of the smell of cocaine. The cocaine goes into your mucous membranes and alters your bloodstream.
Maybe this is me being a nerd. I don't know if cocaine has a smell.
That sounds like a line to get someone to do cocaine.
Yeah. Hey, what
no
does it smell like to you?
Dude, yeah, does cocaine have a smell? Like here.
And just sniffs it. Oh, it actually smells like nothing, just like everything from here on out for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Huh. Kind of smells like bleeding.
Smells like blood.
All right, before Ryan starts roasting alive, thank you all so much for checking out the 298th episode of the Quarantine Cast. If you like what you heard, like, comment, subscribe, etc. Check us out on Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for highlight clips. Volunteerreviewing@gmail.com is the email for business opportunities and questions. ActBlue link to help a collection of great causes down below in the description. Support us on Patreon if you want to help keep the lights on. Follow us on Twitter @V2_podcast for updates. And follow me @LucasDeRuyter on Twitter to keep up with all of my writing. Seems like we're going to be pushing back the voluntary viewing episode that was scheduled for this week. Life is happening. It is gamer summer. It is our demographic. It is a podcaster summer right now, which means, yeah, we're living it up and having a little hard time recording. But keep an eye out for the E3 podcast next weekend, and good luck until then.